The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Drogheda is to be prioritised for funding and support from the government after being plagued by gang crime and violence in recent years. The Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys, has published a new plan to implement the 70 recommendations in the Guerin report published earlier this year, which identified social, economic, educational and policing problems which had exacerbated the crime problem. Much of the violence in the County Louth town has been caused by an intergang feud which has led to several murders widely reported over the past few years. Will this plan succeed? Well, I'm joined by Nicola Tallant, investigations editor with the Sunday World. Nicola, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Let's talk about the violence in Drogheda and the surrounding areas. Pretty savage stuff over the past few years.
Definitely. A sort of a classic situation arose when one organised crime gang split into two. And one side was pitted against the other for the lucrative turf, which would be, you know, sort of cocaine yet again, the same drug again, which is being sold in its droves. And, you know, both sides wanted to take the profits. And it began around 2018, the feud. And then there have been, you know, in total, there's been four murders, six attempted murders, and absolutely numerous incidents of intimidation. You know, houses have been firebombed, cars have been set on fire, lots of reports of families being, you know, terrorised in order to pay up the money that funds all this, you know. So it goes on and on and on. And, you know, it's affecting everywhere really nowadays.
Every time there's a very high profile or particularly violent event, be it a murder or something not quite so bad, obviously the Gardaí up the presence on the streets and so on, and you'll see the armed supports units around the place. How well have the Gardaí come to terms with what's been going on?
Well, to be honest with you, it's sort of calmed down a little bit now, which these things eventually do. And there's a number of reasons for that. There's a lot of the main people involved, the main players, are either, well, some of them have been killed, some of them are in jail, some have been convicted, some are facing charges, and two brothers in particular have left the jurisdiction. So there's a kind of a calm has settled in, but there is very deep-seated problems between the two gangs that will never go away. So, you know, there'll always be this simmering violence, you know, while you might get a little bit of calm for a while, it's going to be there for a long time.
I'm just wondering though, are the Gardaí applying heat to maintain this calm? In other words, they know if they step out of line that they will be apprehended.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did. They had to. They over the last couple of years, they had to seriously crack down on it, and that involved everything from, you know, road stops to reaching out to the community very much. So the chief superintendent up there, Christy Mangan, has been very good at sort of speaking out and communicating with people in the communities if they're having problems to come to the guards, and, you know, if they're being intimidated, that, you know, come in and they'll come to a solution. They won't obviously, you know, be able to fix everything, but that, you know, to talk to the police. And I think that that sort of communication with communities can really help. So, look, they've a handle on it at the moment, but as I explained to you, the reasons why they have, it's really largely because a lot of the main players are off the streets.
Now, this implementation plan, you know, you're talking about kind of mid to long term solutions when you're talking about things like education and so on, because it does maybe take a whole generation to be properly educated about the evil prospects that lie ahead and possible early deaths that may lie ahead if they follow a particular course. How likely is this to have any effect?
Well, you know, you have to kind of treat crime as it can't be just, you know, you cannot just tackle it with policing. You have to use other methods. And I think that this implementation plan and what's going to happen for Drogheda is trying to tackle the underlying issues, which are always the same everywhere. It's, you know, it's poverty, lack of opportunities. It's a breeding ground for these crime groups and for criminals. Now, Drogheda is a particularly affluent place, really. You know, it's a big commuter town. There's people living there. They're working both in Belfast and Dublin. Lots of housing. It's a really nice town. It's very close to North County Dublin. And, you know, there's a population, I think, of about 100,000 there. So it's a big, big town. Big coke problem, you know, and it's the people with the jobs and the middle classes who are taking that coke, and they're funding the drug gangs, and they're funding this violence. And there is just no way of getting through to people that this will continue as long as there is a demand.
So when they start moaning about how antisocial parts of Drogheda might be, they living in nicer parts, they have to look into their own hearts and say, well, am I actually the cause of my own discomfort in that regard? It might work, but it's got to work, really. Look, that's the bottom line.
And look, it is. You have to keep trying. You absolutely have to keep trying. And there's going to be funding put into community projects, which is excellent. You know, you're trying to keep the kids away from these gangs. You're trying to show them that there's a different path in life, and that we have to keep doing that. I mean, no matter what else, we definitely have to keep trying to keep as many kids as possible away from this. But I would suggest that the middle classes have to be educated in the same way as the more underprivileged people.
Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World, thank you very much. We're joined on the line now by Joanne O'Dwyer, Community Employment Supervisor at the Red Door Project. It's an addiction treatment centre in Drogheda. We visited that centre ourselves on the programme, and they are to receive additional funding as part of the new plan. Joanne, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Is this good news?
It is great news. We're in the Red Door, we're delighted, and I suppose, to hear that the government are, you know, putting priority on Drogheda for funding is fantastic to hear, and it's a long time coming. We've been banging the drum in the Red Door for a long time that we need extra funding and extra, you know, workers to support the people of Drogheda, you know, and because as Nicola said there, it's such a big town, and like any town in Ireland has a drug problem, and it's definitely very, very welcomed, the money and the support that we're going to be given.
And did you, obviously, because you run such a centre as the Red Door, did you notice the increase in drug use and drug abuse?
Like I said, I don't think Drogheda is much different than any other town. I think nationwide there is a huge increase of drug use, especially, you know, cocaine is very much normalised now and seen as, it's part and parcel of anybody's night out. And, what Nicola said there, people have to realise that when they're, you know, out on a night and recreationally taking cocaine, that they are part of the problem. It's not just people that are in, you know, more disadvantaged areas, that everybody across the board needs to realise the impact that their actions have on their community. We have seen an increase every year on and on with people looking for help and looking to address their addiction. What we are seeing is more middle class people coming to our service, people that are working, people that have good jobs, and that have got caught up in this as well, and it's become an issue for them. So it's not just people that are from the impoverished areas of Drogheda. We're seeing people from the most affluent areas coming to us now.
And just talking to Nicola about, you know, educating the middle classes that they are part of the problem, to what extent is there, you know, a wide use of cocaine in Drogheda in areas where people are not impacted by the violence that accompanies the gang activity?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the areas that are most disadvantaged that when things go wrong, that they're the ones that are impacted. And we have to, you know, show people that are living in them areas that there are other options than, you know, becoming part of a drug feud or part of this very attractive lifestyle. Because you can imagine somebody, you know, teenagers, and they're seeing somebody, you know, driving a nice car and making nice money from drug dealing, and it can be very attractive. So we need to show young people in areas that are disadvantaged that there are other options, and that's where hopefully some of this money is going to go into, that we're able to, you know, educate and give people different pathways out of it. Your question, Pat, was how come it's not impacting people these people that are living in them areas? Is that what you mean?
No, what I mean is that the gang violence happens in areas where the gang people live. The intimidation and all the rest of it happens in their areas. Meantime, yeah. Many of the consumers are living in the nicer areas of Drogheda, which are not impacted by the trouble that they themselves are contributing to.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's 100%, yeah. Not unless, all the violence, all the intimidation is all centred into areas that are the most, disadvantaged.
All right, we will leave it there. Thank you very much, Joanna Dwyer, Community Employment Supervisor at the Red Door Project, which is an addiction treatment centre in Drogheda.